Jeremiah chapter 10. Hear the word which Yahweh speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for because the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are useless, they're vain, for one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe, and they deck it with silver and gold, and they fasten it with nails and hammers so that it does not move. They are straight up like the palm tree, but they do not speak. They must be carried, because they cannot go. Do not be afraid of them. They cannot do evil, neither is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? For to you does it appertain, for as much as amongst all the wise of the nations and in all their kingdoms, no one is like you. For they are altogether brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread to plates is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz. The work of the workmen and the hands of the founder, blue and purple in their clothing, they are all the work of cunning men. But Yahweh is the true Elohim. He is the living Elohim, an everlasting king. At his wrath the earth will tremble, and all nations will not be able to remain his and abide his indignation. Thus will you say to them, the Elohim that have not made the heavens and the earth, they will perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapors to rise up from the ends of the earth. He makes lightnings with rain, and brings forth the wind out of its treasures. Every man is brutish in his knowledge, every founder confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood. There is no breath in them. They are vanity, and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they will perish. The portion of Jacob is not like those. For he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says Yahweh, understand, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this once, and I will distress them so that they may find it. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly, this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children are gone forth from me, and they're not. There is no one to stretch forth my tent any more and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds have become brutish, and they've not sought Yahweh. For this reason they will not prosper, and all their flocks will be scattered. Understand, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Yehuda desolate and a den of dragons. O Yahweh, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his steps. O Yahweh, correct me, but with judgment, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury upon the heathen who do not know you, and upon the families who do not call upon your name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and they have devoured him, and they consumed him, and they have made his habitation desolate. End of chapter.